Abby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today's minisode is a discussion about Fire Night, the final novella in the Devil's Night series by Penelope Douglas. And we are done. This is it.
Oh my God. I feel like I've run a marathon.
It's been how many weeks? Five, six? I think
Six?
there's four
Well,
books, two novellas.
eight?
Oh my God, I really don't know, because I think we had an additional minisode in there, a Margaret Atwood
Oh,
story.
we
So
did.
yeah,
And
this has
then
been too long. You know, I say that, and then we're literally planning to do an even longer series next year.
listen, you guys are in for a treat.
I'll go ahead and read the back of the book on Goodreads. Nothing, not even Devil's Night, was more magical because tonight was the longest night of the year. It was special. The clock at St. Killian's chimes as whispers float in the dark staircase above. Snow falls from the black sky beyond the windows, and candles glow, the flames lighting up the longest night of the year. Devil's Night isn't the only holiday we celebrate. Tonight, we're pulling on a different mask. Some call it midwinter, others call it Yule. We call it Fire Night.
So it is based off of like a pagan thing. Okay.
Yeah, because that was my question. I was like,
Okay.
is she appropriating something? I don't know. I actually have no clue. I have nothing to stand on as far as that argument goes.
Okay.
I know not a thing about the pagan holidays
But man, do we love
other
them.
than yeah, love them because I love their aesthetic. Their
I love
aesthetic
the
is
pagans,
fucking
and
gorgeous.
I think it's very cool what they're doing.
On this, our official stance on the Best Friends Book Club podcast is we love the
We
pagans.
love the pagans.
Absolutely, we do. Keep doing what you're
Anyway, yeah,
doing.
we're actually running for office, so
Yeah, yes.
you keep
Yeah.
that.
Vote for us. Keep that in your head. What would you rate this novella?
You know what? It was short, it was sweet, it was cute. I love a good Christmas novella. I like when they do the little super special Christmas specials.
Yeah, same.
It was kind of giving like Frost and Starlight type
Yes.
vibes. You know, initially I said 6.7. I think I'll say like 7 out of 10.
Okay, fair
I thought it was
enough.
great.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm just a little drained of this series.
Yeah,
And
that's so fair.
so I did rate it a little lower because I mean, mood goes into the rating. I would say a 6.4 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
I agree. I do love a good holiday special. And I feel like, yeah, it was giving, like you're saying, Frost and Starlight. It was also giving, like, whenever you look up like a cozy fanfic on Wattpad.
Well, and you know what I always love, and like not a lot of authors do, is like what happened after? Like where did all these people end up? And it's like they're all in their 30s now, and you get to see like their children and
Yeah.
like that they are all still friends and they all still love each other. And that just it gives you some closure, I
Yeah.
think.
And
I do
Kai and
like,
Damon are still beefing to this day.
yeah, to this day, and I love that.
Me too.
So yeah, I like it when they kind of round out the whole series and
I agree. I think, yes, if she hadn't flashed forward this much, it wouldn't have been as good as it was. I'm
yeah.
glad that she flashed forward quite a bit.
Me too. Well, let's talk about our favorite characters that we love and know.
Starting
We'll
with some that aren't necessarily my favorite,
like
but they're
God,
fine.
like they just are they're still here, Kai and Banks.
Kyan Banks.
They are just here.
I do want to point out, I was very thankful that Kai is finally, it seems, acknowledging how lucky and privileged he is to have such
Yeah.
loving parents because it's like it took you long enough, buddy, to say something about it.
You know what? At the beginning of this chapter, I was like, "You're such a fucking liar," because he's like, "I always love being home." I was like, "No,
Yeah.
you took MILF and DILF for granted. You
And
did not love being home."
I think he didn't really realize until he saw how much it meant to Banks to like have a family, a loving family. He didn't realize how like lucky he had it.
Yeah.
So I think like getting with Banks probably like woke him up to it a little bit. But yeah, he was taking them for granted for such a long time in
Yeah.
his young adult life.
No, he did. And they're such good people too. Like you can just tell, like they're just very solid, good people.
Yeah.
And they did create a nice young man. Did he go to jail? Yes. But
Yeah.
he understands that that was a great disappointment to them.
Right. He's feeling pretty shitty about
He's
that.
feeling shitty.
Good.
It is wild that Banks does spar with his father. That is
Yeah.
crazy that they did that for hours.
Like
What I thought
full-on
was
fighting.
even funnier was when he's like talking to his mom. He's like, "I'm gonna go find my wife." He's like, "Yeah, she can take that old man." I was like, "Yeah, can't we all
Yeah, like
actually?"
I'm pretty sure anyone can fight an old man, Kai.
But like, then he like looked back, and I was like, "Oh, was that an innuendo? Because that's even funnier." And I was like, "Anyway,
I see, I see.
anyway,
Oh yeah, because I forgot he was DILF for a second.
yeah, he's DILF."
That's my bad. I don't know how that slipped my mind. Yeah, we can all take him,
But
Kai.
I was
Kai, we
like,
can all take a
yeah,
turn with your dad, please.
we love your dad.
I wanted to say a couple of things that really pissed me off about Banks really quick. First of all, this party that they're attending is it's like somewhat of like a gala. It's like fancy. Like they're wearing fancy dress, everyone's doing their
They're at the
hair.
Met.
So what bothers me is the fact that Banks is like, "Hey, like come help me with my makeup," to her daughter, and they do literal fucking clown makeup. Like with white diamonds above their eyes and gemstones.
I think maybe that was more of like a nod to like more of like the Yule tradition. Like maybe it is more of like of the midsummer type thing.
Is
Because
that a thing?
I don't know, because like Emery was dressed up and like so was Athos. Like they were all kind of dressed up as like medieval like type characters.
I thought they were just dressed nice. I guess maybe I was misinterpreting
I
the
think,
vibe.
I don't know, because like it didn't say like Rika and like Winter dressed up any different, but like I do know like Emery and Athos also were kind of dressed up, and maybe that
Yeah.
was for like part of like the show for the kids. I don't know.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you, but I
Clown
think
makeup is wild choice though.
everything that Banks does, though, is just gonna rub me the wrong way,
Yeah, she
probably.
said like she just wants to be the center of
That's
attention.
what it is. I'm just like, you pick me, bitch. No, leave
No,
her
and I
alone.
won't
I'm
forget
sorry.
her. No, I don't. I could be wrong. That is just how I like interpreted it, was that like it was supposed to be like
Well,
a very campy type
yeah. And like
thing.
I said, I know nothing about the tradition, so maybe it does fit the vibe,
Yeah,
but
maybe, you know what? This is a made-up holiday. I think they can do just
that's true.
they're
They did
uber
invent it
rich.
for their town. The other thing that Banks did, though, that this is like truly, she's got no defense for this one. So Kai was like kind of ambushed by a teenage girl who's like in one of his classes at his dojo. And
Oof.
the teenage girl has a little schoolgirl crush on him. You know, he's her teacher.
She's 17.
Yeah, she's 17. She's a literal child. And he's a grown man. And Banks got legitimately jealous, one. Two, actually like pouted about it and got mad. And then when Kai went to like go check on her and be like, she's just a kid, he was like, or she said, "Oh, I think I was the same age whenever you like stuck your hand up my shirt." And it's like,
Yeah,
yeah,
so
because
was
he
he.
was also a child at the time,
You guys
you
were the
crazy
same
bitch.
age.
Yeah, I was actually so mad about that. Like I almost stopped
Yes.
reading, and this was like the first chapter. I was so mad. Like she needs therapy so bad.
Yeah, and so you're fucking kids.
Yeah, if you
Like
won't get therapy for yourself, Banks, get it for your fucking son, please, because
he
something's
is a
wrong with him.
psycho.
He's actually psycho.
Like, check your backyard to see if he's out there killing cats,
Yeah.
because something ain't right.
Get him in line, please, because he
Something.
is
I know.
going to
I
hurt
like how
people.
Kai was like, yeah, he has his own little hidey hole at every place. And he also doesn't like people or
I thought that was
talking,
kind of
or
like, at first, before
was
I
like,
knew what
oh,
I
maybe
knew,
he's
I thought it
there's
was
like something
cute.
wrong with him. I don't know.
Well, I was
Like,
like, yeah, he's just shy. No.
no, he's crazy.
He's crazy, actually.
Nah, there's he's not right. So that was their chapter. I thought it was nice that he gave her like the comb and stuff, and she was kind of being a little bitch about it.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, he was even like, "You're pissing me off. Like, just shut up for a second. I want to give you a present, Jesus."
Yeah, because she wanted to throw a fit that a literal child has a crush on
Also,
him.
why was she even there? The kid, you know,
I don't know.
who invited her?
Because that's the first thing Kai said. He was like, "Are you here with your parents?" He
I'm
was like, "What?"
Can you drive?
She might have just crashed the party.
I mean, Rika may have known her because like they own the dojo together and so I don't know. Who
That was
knows?
funny though, and that's another point that I had. I did think it was kind of fun that not only was like that girl there because whatever, but I thought it was fun that Athos showed up and is again, she's the same age, she's a teenager. Because to me, it reminded me of Rika in the first book, like in the flashbacks,
Yes.
how she snuck into Devil's Night when she was too young, and everyone was like, you're too young for this, and she was there
Like
anyway.
mother, like daughter.
Yeah, I thought that was so fun.
It was. I, you know what? I'll talk about this really quick. She's gonna be an interesting character, you know, that is continued on like by Penelope Douglas, which I do feel like for some reason in my head, like I feel like I have read maybe a bonus chapter or something continuing this. I really couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
It may have been a fever dream, but I like that they continue to incorporate her character because, like, when you find out Rika was pregnant, like, I don't know, like, that just seemed like, oh, they finally got the family they wanted, blah, blah, blah. But they didn't, like, exclude Athos at all. Like,
Not
they're
at
like,
all.
no,
No.
this is our daughter,
They made
like,
it so clear, yeah,
yeah, like,
because
this is our child.
Michael was like, "What are you doing here?" He was like, "Get out of here. You're too young," I said, and she was like, "Well, good thing my dad owns the place
Oh
and
my God, I
like
was like,
they are
slay.
family."
And he
Yeah.
was like, yeah, I didn't teach my daughter to say, like, to take no for an answer. And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, they're cute.
They
I
are cute.
will forgive the weirdness that was
Them
them
adopting a
adopting
street urchin.
Athos. Oh fuck, she's
No,
such a little
I
weirdo.
did like Athos a lot. Damon and Winter, I thought their chapter was, it was very cute, like between the two of them, but I also did appreciate like getting some more insight on like Damon and Christian's
Yes.
relationship. It really warmed my heart when he was like going over why he thought she was such a failure and like how he was really just kind of putting his own like self-image like onto her, even though like neither of them are failures. And just like her like being accepting of that too and like never giving up on him and not like taking that personally because obviously she knows like he's dealing with a lot. He grew up
Yeah.
with Gabriel, but just the fact that she like kept all of his toys and like all of the presents and stuff that she always wanted to be able to give him, but she wasn't able to and was like slowly giving those to like their children. Like I
I
just thought that was a very
know.
nice part of the chapter between her and Damon.
It was very sweet. And I think it's funny because if these people would just see a therapist, they could have reached this conclusion a long time ago. But
Yeah, they could have really
it's fine.
benefited from someone
Yeah.
telling them they're wrong.
They gotta make up for last time, but that's okay. I'm glad that they made peace. I also thought it was nice because we continued to see like growth from Damon, but he
Yeah.
still is his same
He's still a
like
little piece of shit.
he's still a little piece of shit. He's still like cunning and like a little bit, manipulative maybe, but
Yes.
the people he cares about them deeply. And it's very evident.
I will say his relationship with Octavia is very cute.
It's
It's
very
very
cute.
cute because, like, even
He
like in the
wanted that little
beginning,
girl.
like when he and Kai, I know he had four boys, and they're like, gotta try one more time. Damn it. He finally got his little girl. Like even when, at the beginning when Kai's like kind of, you know, explaining to Octavia like why you can't do these things and why it's dangerous, and he comes in, he's like, fuck no, like let her learn
Because that's how he was with
that.
Winter.
Yeah, like you have to make mistakes to know what your boundaries are. But even like when Kai was like, that would literally like kill your father if you like something happened to you. I was like,
True.
oh,
Yeah.
that's so nice.
That's the thing, too, is like Kai and Damon during that part, they were like kind of combative, but also you can see there's a lot of like
There's a lot of love and
love and
respect and.
respect. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, and so that's just nice to see because I think that does remind me very much of like an actual sibling relationship where
Yeah.
you're not always going to get along all of the time and
You're
you
not going to
probably
raise your
are going to
children the
fight.
same. Like,
Yeah, but like there's something like that ties them together. Like they are genuinely family.
well, and like, even just the way Kai interacts with Octavia, it's like he cares so deeply for his nieces and nephews, and like he would
Yeah.
do anything for them, and he'd do anything for Winter and Damon. And
I
Winter
know.
also is just a goddess.
Yeah.
I love
amongst
her.
women. She just
She's
continues to be
just so
perfect.
flawless.
I
Yes.
know. I love her.
She put this whole thing together.
Beautiful. Yeah, she is just everything about her is so angelic. Like she is a little winter
Yes.
angel.
Stunning. She's stunning.
Stunning.
I think it's hilarious too that like in the first like in their book, Winter's like, I'm never gonna have your children, and then they had
Then
five children.
they have five in
They
like
had five.
8 years.
Like they're actually all Irish twins.
Yeah, they popped them out. She's like, you know what though? We're done. That's plenty.
She said, "You got your girl. No more."
I would say the kids as a whole in this book, it's very heartwarming to see that they all like play together and
They
love each
love each
other. And
other.
it reminds me a lot of like I had a lot of cousins growing up. I mean, I still do. They still exist.
They're alive. They're
But I mean,
fine.
like as a child, it was nice to have such a big like family full of cousins and like there was a big like age range because my mom was just like one of nine children, so there was quite the spread, and it kind of reminded me of that because their kids they kind of like vary in with Athos
Yeah.
especially being adopted, like she's quite a bit older, and so she's kind of
She's
like
17,
another
yeah.
mother hen to these kiddos, and it's just really sweet to see.
It is.
Michael and Rika are like honestly not that big of a deal in this
And
novella.
I loved it.
I love that too, because like sit down, you guys, you
You had your
really,
time.
yeah, Conclave, unfortunately, they held us captive for their problems. And so now this was kind of nice. Rika's pregnant with a boy, which is like, love that for them.
They have their person to carry on the Fane name.
Yeah, thank God. And then they like you said, like they still like Athos is very much their daughter. Like
Yes.
that's not changing anything. They just are having a second child now, which I thought was very
Yes.
sweet.
Did you catch that Damon named one of his boys Fane?
Fane. Yes, I
I
did.
thought that was so
Yes.
nice.
Yes, because like you said, like Michael and Rika were so distressed, I think, about that name not being carried on. And so the
Yeah.
fact that Damon did name one of his boys
He's a
Fane.
really good brother,
Yeah, he
all
is.
things considered.
I know. Well, that's the thing is
Well,
the people he cares about, he cares deeply.
and I think too, he never really knew Rika's father, but I think that was definitely a way to honor like him as well,
Yeah.
like Damon's way of being able to like extend that olive branch that he never got to be part of their family. Oh,
That
that
was
was
sweet.
very nice. That
Yeah.
was very nice.
I'm gonna ruin the moment with Michael being a little bitch, though, because when Octavia was legitimately kidnapped and Mads was missing, Winter was upset. She was distressed. And Michael was pretty much like, calm down. Like, you're not gonna help anything by being this
You
emotional.
need to pull yourself up by the bootstraps here and
And we've talked about Winter, like, in the past in Kill Switch. And how she, no matter how soft and beautiful and gorgeous she is, she will stand up for herself. She will
yeah,
stand
she
up for others.
will.
And so she immediately was like, okay, imagine Athos was fucking kidnapped. You prick. And he was like, oh my God, you're so right.
He's
I'm
like, you know
sorry.
what? I was out of line.
Yeah, he was like, that's actually my bad. so he did immediately
We love a
apologize.
self-aware king.
Yeah, he figured it out. But that pissed me off a little bit.
Really pissing me off always, Michael. You've never not pissed me off.
I
I'm
know.
so tired of him. I'm
Michael
so
and his
ready to
fucking
not
basketball.
read about Michael Crist anymore.
I know, he sucks.
Will and Emery were also just kind of there.
Yeah, they were.
Their chapter just was very overshadowed by the children and
Yeah, by the chaos.
you know.
I think the reason why they were just kind of there is probably because the fourth book was theirs.
So recent, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's why Michael and Rika were kind of toned down because the novella prior to the fourth book
Yeah.
was theirs. So I think they were just like
Well,
bringing
and
back the
like
others.
Damon's our favorite, as always. Damon is the star of the show. And I think like she just doesn't really give Kai and Banks a whole lot of attention, like in
Yeah.
general, except for their books. And so she had
So
to be
she
like,
was like, we'll kick it
okay.
off with
All
them.
right, we'll make this book about their fucking kids.
Yeah. But even though Will and Emery had like such a small part in this novella, Will
Will lived
Will,
out Caitlin's every fantasy.
he won me over. If I didn't already love him from the last book, like this little Phantom of the Opera stint would have done it for me. I'm very much a Phantom girly. Always have been since like age. Oh my God. You know what? I was probably too young to be watching Phantom of the
Is,
Opera when I
yeah, like
first
a
did.
formative memory.
Yeah, since like age 9, I have been in love with the Phantom. And actually, I remember the first time I watched the movie version before I ever saw the stage play. I was like really confused why she picked Raoul instead of the Phantom. And I think that explains a lot about who I am today and the books that I read today.
Yeah. She was for the morally gray men from the rip.
From age 9, I was like, you know what? I know nothing about love,
I get
but
it.
that murderer who lives in that sewer who wants to kidnap you,
Little sewer rat of a
that's your
man.
man. Go get your man.
He is very gorgeous to me.
He is very gorgeous to me. And then also Will and Emery were a little role play kings and queens
I know.
in their moment. And I just thought that was cute.
And I ate that up. I loved it.
Yeah.
Mads, what a little freak.
What
Like,
a little
truly, what
freak.
a freak.
I was scared. My thing is, okay, at the end of the book, they all come back, from the kidnapping and whatever, and they're just like opening presents, like everything's fine and
Like, everyone's
chill.
just wildly unfazed.
Yeah. Meanwhile, though, Mads is sketching in a sketchbook, and Athos walks over and he like kind of turns away and like hides the sketchbook, and she just kind of like ruffles his hair and laughs and walks away. And I'm like, no, what was he drawing?
No, he's drawing those dead bodies.
What the
Yeah,
fuck was he drawing?
he was drawing those dead bodies.
Yeah, I'm scared of him.
He's scary. He's a scary little child.
Scarier than Damon, I would say.
No, and Damon, real recognizes real, I think, and we'll talk about that at the end. Because no, he was like, I gotta get on this kid's good side because he's gonna take me out when I'm older, probably.
I didn't ever even think of it that way, but that's a
Yeah, no,
hilarious
he's like, I
interpretation.
gotta go ahead and stake my importance in this child's life.
Yeah, he's like, I'm your mentor, buddy. Remember me, Uncle Damon?
It's me, Uncle
Oh,
Damon.
and then it was funny because like he kissed his cheek. Damon kissed his cheek, and Mads like wiped the kiss off of his face. He was
Yeah,
like,
he's like, know your fucking place, okay?
yeah. So Damon, count your fucking days,
Yeah,
brother.
you're not special. And then the last one, just Octavia was the star of this book, I think.
Yeah.
Our little pirate queen.
She's very
She
cute.
marches to the beat of her own drum, and I expect nothing
Yes.
less.
She
Nothing
has
less
like
from her.
the perfect combination of Damon and Winter's characters,
Yeah.
and like their personality traits.
They gotta be so careful with her, though. Like,
Well, yeah. One, yes, just in general, because she's kind of crazy,
she
but
crazy.
two, the epilogue in general, like the re relationship between Mads and Octavia, does remind me of Damon and Banks. And of course, that's not healthy. And it's just kind of like a
Yeah.
little worrying to me.
I truly fear if any future books are written, because the way the epilogue was written, like, does lead me to believe there will be books about Mads.
Yeah, and like the kids,
And
yeah.
it's like, how, where are we gonna go with that?
Yeah, because I didn't
Where?
like it. But of course, like, that's exactly how it was with Damon and Banks. Like, it was questionable, it was toxic, but ultimately, no lines had been crossed. But I'm like, I'm kind of worried.
I fear because they are cousins, like somehow, I don't know. Like,
Yeah, that she's gonna be like, no, that's
we
fine.
might take this too far. I'm
Yeah.
not sure. The way he acted towards her was just not normal.
No, not, and nothing that kid
Just
did was normal,
was
actually.
very concerning. And the fact that Damon was like, yeah, you protect her with her life, and like didn't really say anything against it. I feel like we've
Well,
set him on a
because
course.
Damon was that way with
Because,
Banks.
yeah, Damon doesn't understand boundaries either.
So yeah, I think it's questionable, and let's talk into our thoughts and concerns then,
Yeah,
because this is a great segue.
let's roll in.
Because in general, like with this entire series, we have talked about how there is just like sometimes like lines being crossed with the characters that are too young. And in this book, there were some things that I really did not like, especially with them being like into their 30s and now they have like literal children, like not even adolescents, like children. Because okay, this was like at the very beginning of the book, Kai's chapter. And Banks had like asked her daughter to help her with her makeup, and Kai was like, "No, hold on. First, Daddy needs to help Mommy with her shower." And I was like, I don't know if I'm being dramatic, but this child is, it's not like she's a toddler.
Like she knows.
Like she, and she doesn't probably know like what you're implying with that, but like
Yeah.
she could repeat that or like,
Or it'd be like, I want your help, like when I'm in the shot, like type thing.
right.
Just like, I don't
Like
know.
it's just like not cool in my
There hits an
opinion.
age where like you can't really joke about that.
Yeah. Like once they are old enough to like question what you're talking about, then you need to not be, don't be bringing that up because then
Right.
what are you going to be like, "Oh, I meant that I'm going to have sex with your mother." Or are you going to just be like, "Don't worry about it?" Because in that case, don't fucking bring it up. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
well, like you did say it.
Yeah. That was weird. And then also another thing with Kai was like, okay, so his daughter was baking cookies with MILF, her grandma, which is very sweet and very cute. And she was like kneeling on a stool and her feet were sticking
I
out.
wrote this down as well.
Yes. And Kai was like, 8 years ago, I could fit those in my mouth, talking about his daughter's feet. And like, I understand babies have very small feet. And like,
Like you
I,
play with them and stuff, and like, yeah.
yes. And I do another thing I just want to say, like, I totally understand as well that like as a joke, like whenever something is very cute, I think like people are like, "Oh, I could eat you up," or like, you know, yeah, like you're saying,
It's
like
just
play,
like
like
there was like a lot in this, like of her explaining him looking at her feet, and then like, I don't
yeah.
know.
Which again just has me like questioning how intentional
Pardon?
it is because I think something
Yeah.
that is like a really big deal too with like social media is like parents like making content of their children where they are putting out these like signals.
Yeah.
And the people who the signals are like targeted towards like understand completely what those signals are. And the rest of us are just like, "Oh, like, yeah,
Look at
like
the cute
he,
baby.
yeah,
Like,
exactly." And so I'm like, are we just like brushing things off? Like, is this actually really sus? I don't know.
Yeah, am I being dramatic? I'm not sure. No, I
I
also
don't
wrote that
know.
down because when he said that, I was like, that's a weird way to phrase that.
Yeah. And like, why write it at all, to be quite honest with you? Like, you could just
Yeah.
be like looking at your daughter with her grandma and be
Yeah,
like,
I remember
she's
when
grown
she was
up
younger.
so fast. Yeah, like, oh my God, like I can't believe how fast she's growing up. Like, there are just so many
But,
ways to say that
yeah.
aren't at all
No, oh,
creepy.
I remember when I could fit her foot in my mouth. What?
Both of them.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like it.
Thank you for justifying my concerns.
Yeah, and also when Damon is having a full-on crisis and wondering if he's a good father and actively talking about their children while getting it on,
Yeah.
was it did remind me quite a bit. Also a Frost in Starlight. When, believe it or not, when Feyre and Reese are being like intimate and she's like sending him like mental pictures of their unborn child that they have not yet created, and he like gets off it.
Sorry.
And when you explain it out loud,
It's
it
not
does
funny.
sound really bad.
It is bad. It is.
It's just odd. It's just an odd thing to do. And I feel like it's just becoming very commonplace and people are getting a little desensitized to it. I don't like it.
Don't like it either.
Don't talk about your children when you're being intimate. I don't know. Just don't. Just
Yeah.
don't.
Or, and don't talk about being intimate in front of your children, no matter how vague.
Yeah. Until they're old enough to understand what it is.
Yeah. And even then, don't do that because they'll
Let's
be
be
mad at you.
selective. Yeah. I did hate just that Alex was not involved in this. That pissed me off so badly because she was such an important part of this series. And then she's like, oh, Alex couldn't make it because she and Aiden are somewhere. I don't know. It's like, what is with the Alex erasure?
I literally hate it. I'm telling you,
She did that character so dirty.
she did. And I understand, like, the author gets to write the book, the author gets to decide how things go. But, like, no, that's one thing I refuse to believe. Alex did not
That
marry
was
Aiden, and she
intentional.
did not leave. She is there at this
The
party.
way she roped Alex in with like Misha and Ryan, who weren't part of this
Oh
story, and
my God.
also
And,
the serial
God,
killer
Micah and Rory.
and Rory. Like they're that's not the same caliber of
No.
side character.
Yeah, they were very much side characters. Alex was not.
She was part of this,
Yeah, that
and
pissed
you
me
chose
off.
to not have her there. It's fucked up. Anyway, I don't know. I'm not gonna read anything else, probably. I don't know.
Probably not from this series. The only thing related to this I might read is Punk 57, but that's because I like
Yeah.
Misha.
I still haven't read Punk 57. I probably would, just not anytime soon. I think I need
Yeah,
to take a break
I need
from
a
this,
break,
but
especially based on some of the things we didn't love. And I do want to also, I feel like we talked about these in passing, but I do just want to like highlight really quick in a short little list the things that we did like. Like one, that not only the fact it was like a Christmas special, but I thought it was fun and funky fresh that she like mixed it with a murder mystery. That was fun.
I loved getting to see MILF and DILF again. Man, they just weren't big enough in this series. We needed more of them.
Yeah, agreed. And then lastly, I did laugh whenever they went from a kidnapping murder situation to opening their presents, like everything was fine.
Yeah, that's the perks of being rich and
Yeah. And I
above
love that for
everyone else.
them.
And yeah, and you know
And their
what?
yacht
Hell
was
yeah.
just floating away
It's
in
like
the
we'll get another
distance.
Pithom. We don't
Yeah.
care.
Anyway, that was the Devil's Night series by Penelope
Holy
Douglas.
God.
We're done. So next week will actually be an off week, but then we'll be back the week after on December 9th to discuss Christmas in Coconut Creek by Carissa Kidward.
Which is just one of the cutest little Christmas books. It's actually going to be a series, which I'm very excited about.
Yes.
So yeah, we'll be doing that. Then the week after, we're going to be doing our end of year wrap-up episode, which is so crazy that
I
it's
can't
the end
believe
of
we're
the
here.
year. We're going to talk about what we did this year and our reading goals for next year and some stuff that we want to work on that we're excited to share with you for the podcast. So just lots of good stuff coming.
Yes, go ahead, get started on Christmas in Coconut Creek if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time, and as always,
Let's get lit.